is Galactic MMM, with your host, Bill Jimmy Shay, and I am Bill.
Stolen from beneath our feet. We became a diaspora, an unnamed nation of bastards. We channeled our roots to the pulse of light, deep within the galaxies of our minds. Our breath was the sky, our dreams were water. We claimed the wilderness, we recognized one another. Thank you.
Ah! Thank you. Good evening and welcome to Radio Oscillations, show number 82. You were just listening to Vangelis there. I've got a little bit of spiel for you, spout off, sort of regards to the sequence of fortunes you've just heard. Obviously, Vangelis O Papathanasiou was the founder and composer of the group Aphrodite's Child, which we've played on a previous show. And he composed and produced in 1972, 666, The Apocalypse of John. And obviously that work has been hailed as a work of extraordinary musical and lyrical complexity. But in this present album that we're playing from Vangelis, he stands out on his own. And it's fascinating and powerful and unpredictable, very much like Aphrodite's Child. And he's a remarkable interpreter. He explores the world of sounds, searching for the miraculous. And Vangelis belongs to the earth. Anyway, that sequence of fortunes that you heard was Come On, which is the opening track. We Were All Uprooted, which has some great lyrics in it. And you heard those lyrics. There's about three people that obviously represent the Vangelis album. Obviously, Vangelis himself. And there's another guy called Anagyros Koularis, and another guy called Robert Fitoussi. Anyway, the third tune was called Sunny Earth, and the fourth was Hee Ho. And we're going to move on to the B-side of Igor Vaketovich and his Dr. Faust, which we promised to play you after the last broadcast, Mick? Because we had a bit of a sabbatical.
Yeah, we had a hiatus last week. Anyway, here we go for Igor
Vaketovich.
Okay, tell that. Well, not tell that. Hello, I'm talking shite. We'll be right back.
There you go, that was the second side of the Igor Vaketovic Dr. Faust LP. I deliberately left the amount of information sort of quite blank with regards to Igor Vaketovic, and I wanted to sort of keep in with the spirit of the linear sleeve notes that compiled here. I'll just read this small section out for you. In spite of the amount of compositions to his name and the release of six albums in the time span of 1970 and 1979, the music of Igor Vaketovic is still something that has been spoken only in secret, hushed tones, and mainly between an elite of record collectors and music aficionados. His inclusion on the famed NWW list, which accompanied Steve Stapleton's first album, Chance Meeting on a Dissecting Table of a Sewing Machine and Umbrella from 1979, assured him a place on the pantheon of obscure experimental music, but there's more to it. Never person to promote himself, Vaketovic has always preferred music to do the talking, keeping biographical information to the minimum, ask for himself, is music itself that counts, which is quite profound. I mean, I kind of think about Drexia and a number of other acts that relate to that kind of those sentiments. Anyway, there's some more sort of smaller sleeve notes which I'm going to read out to you now, and it says Vaketovic's 1972 second album was a step beyond into a musical alchemy that defies categorization. And the work that started to define his trademark sonic collage of styles and moods, oozing darkness and mystery, plenty mind-bending tricks that take the listener to a wild and trippy ride into occult zones, spoken word passages and open drum breaks, delirious acid passages, hypnotic bass riffing, stoned funk beats, wild freak rock freakouts, avant-garde orchestral drama, dubbed out passages and Vaketovic's trademark collage and sound manipulation into a psychedelic kaleidoscope full of intense moods, not unlike the similar collage contrasting and now much revered opus from L'Enfance Assassin de Moucher by Jean-Claude Vanier, or some of Faust's work, which I thought was fairly obvious. Mickey and I were chatting about some of the musical interpretations in Vuketovich's work, and we singled out bands like Armand Dolmich, and who else was you thinking of?
Well, actually Faust as well, and Amandul, actually, because one of the sections where it suddenly jumped in really loud, actually, when the guitar started, it reminded me an awful lot of John Vinesell guitar work, yeah.
Yeah, and there's that latter, I think it was the second from the end, one of the latter tracks, very much Jimi Hendrix. I mean, there's something there for everyone. This guy is just, I mean, genius gets banded around quite a lot, like as if it's confetti at the moment, but it very rarely sticks. But this confetti sticks to Vuketovich and his musical palette. Anyway,
I'd just like to point out that this is a re-release, obviously, because the original record was 1972, as a man has just said, released on the what's the name of the record Fanchini. Label? Pathé Marconi record label back in 72, but this particular re-release is on a Spanish record label out of Barcelona called Foundy Gaina, which is interesting because there's a track called Foundy Gaina on Tangerine Dreams Artem album, so I don't know if there's a link there at all.
Just quickly mention this just before I forget. I recently came across a fantastic double vinyl compilation from Andy Votel on, I think it might be Finders Keepers, I'm not sure, so don't quote me on this, but an Igor Vuketovich tune actually appears on this double LP. It's absolutely sublime. It's musical interpretations for ballet, and Pierre Henry guests on there. I'm not too sure about all the other acts, but I'll potentially play the whole of that album for you at some point in the not too distant future. Anyway, I'm going to play you the second side of the Vangelis Belter LP called Earth.
Thank you. don't you live on the edge of a sigh? Let it happen. Honey, don't you live on the edge of a smile? Let it happen. Honey, don't you live on the edge of your time? Baby, all you gotta do. Thank you.
Thank you.
would like to write a song that is so vibrant and so intimate that the earth would adopt it as if it had sprung like a stream from the land's memory, as if no one had written it but life itself. And my song would travel along from bird to wing, to tree to breeze, to heart to breath to song, 'cause a song belongs to everyone, like the spring.